While working in the company lab one day, a research scientist named Roy Plunkett, possibly of Irish extraction, accidentally discovered a substance called polytetrafluoroethylene, which became known as Teflon, that non-stick substance that will have practical applications in just about every kitchen in the Western world, as well as other uses. And indeed, the name can also be applied to people in nickname form. Roy Plunkett was a scientist, a chemist at DuPont's research lab in New Jersey. He made his discovery in the time-honored scientific fashion, the result of a mistake, and with an assistant's help. He and his assistant, Jack Rebock, were testing a gas used in refrigeration. They found that the gas had solidified into a smooth, slippery white powder, which was extremely heat-resistant and tough. So, setting other work aside, Plunkett began testing the possibilities of this polytetrafluoroethylene, eventually figuring out how it could be used in ways with which we are now so familiar. The nickname Teflon has been used for people when, for example, a person fails to take responsibility for some action done by him or her and diverts attention or simply ignores it. In several speeches by senior politicians in the early months of 2018, the Irish public were told that our new abortion laws would result in abortion becoming, quote, safe, legal, and rare. Is it not extraordinary that none of these politicians and so many others have not been held to account for what has happened? In 2019 alone, the first year under Ireland's new abortion laws, 6,666 abortions were carried out here in the Republic. Can we apply the term Teflon to these people? The truth has not stuck. The atheist philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre made a significant contribution to modern thinking when he said that we human beings, in order to be truly free, must take responsibility for our actions. St. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he or she has done, whether good or bad." The stock reply of those who set up the conditions for the Eighth Amendment to be removed is, "We put it to the people, they decided we must obey the majority." But this shifting of the blame is not new. We read about it in the first pages of the Bible when Adam blamed Eve and Eve blamed the serpent. But this is not exercising true freedom. Taking responsibility for one's actions is part of being truly human. It takes discipline and courage to take responsibility for one's life in order to make it better. Only then do we grow and become mature and truly free. Our actions are part of who we are. They stick. Lord, help me to stand with you. Let my yes be yes and my no be no. May I learn from you to be truly mature and to take responsibility for what I do. Teflon was discovered by scientist Roy Plunkett in 1938, 83 years ago on this day.